Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The hour. It's Tuesday, May the 18th. Hi, the DJV program. In case you're wondering of what year it is, you were watching debris last night. You weren't sure where you were. No, what was going on? It's 2021 on the radio and elsewhere. Having a visitation, are you, with our DJVers? That's good. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, all at the ready. And because Jennifer is pretty much the person to go to when we get started talking about things, all things Washington. Perhaps we can get an update from your perspective because you weren't around yesterday. So do you want to give us a quick review from your perspective? We talked about a couple of things yesterday that were there, but we don't... I tend to want to stay away from what, as you know, what everybody else is doing, but I think there are some things. Perhaps that Supreme Court review of the Mississippi abortion law, that's probably going to get some people buzzing. But what else, Jen? Jen, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys? Miss you.
You're well? Are you good?
Miss
or are you?
I'm good.
Well,
I'm good.
You're good.
Good.
Really?
Yes.
I like it when you're well. She's good and well.
She's
all
fair.
Right, so.
Fair and fair to middling.
Fair to middling, eh? All right. So what's the scoop? What do you think is the most important thing? If I gave you opportunity number one in this hour to talk about something that involves all of us that's going on in Washington, what would that be?
Well, I mean, I think obviously the big thing has been over the last 24 hours about Israel still. That has been a huge part of this. There has been another push for the unvaccinated. Biden has been warning the unvaccinated to get COVID shots. There's been a lot of questions about why the lifting of the mask mandate now, whether that was political or if it really was following the science.
Why would it be political? What's in it for political?
Because on the day that, well, I think, and I think we might have talked about it last week, on the day that that the CDC and then Biden announced that masks for the unvaccinated indoor and outdoor would be the new rule moving forward. It was a day that was really bad for the Biden administration. You had gas lines and the Colonial Pipeline hack, and you had the border crisis.
Yeah, but that wasn't the hack.
Going on in Israel.
Well,
regardless, the publicity is bad, and so
the mask thing was worse publicity. Actually, I think it took
that
if they had just stuck with Israel or the pipeline, it would have been a better day for PR. But the mask thing came out; it was so clunky. The CDC, and then the CDC said, "Oh, it wasn't political, and this was based on our science or whatever."
Nonsense.
So I think actually it was a worse thing to run with that story. I don't know. I don't really see how that benefited
most
anybody.
People when it comes to the masks. Most people are just saying, even around here, because Massachusetts did with a few. I think New Jersey did the same thing, Victoria. Some states, I forgot what they did in California, but he's so political, they're all jumping off the ship. The idea of wearing masks until next week. And people here have said, what are you nuts? What the hell difference does it make whether you take the masks off today, tomorrow, or next week? It has really made a lot of people, especially business people, you go into a Target or a CVS or any of these stores, and they now have taken the signs down. You don't have mask requirements if you're fully vaccinated, and I don't know how you're going to prove that unless you bring the card with you everywhere. The Walmart folks have taken the signs down, Trader Joe's, Starbucks, Costco, pretty much every business.
Yeah, because I'm in New Jersey, and so New Jersey has not done that yet.
But why haven't they?
Because our cases are still a lot more than other people. The hospitalizations are actually better. New York is ahead of New Jersey. So in terms of how many people, I think it's 60.
So do they tell you when they're going to, like in Massachusetts, there isn't a lot of a caseload. And after it just seemed like the governor was trying to be snarly. Snarly, is that a word? Snarky about it? And he said, well, we're not going to do what the feds do. We'll give it another couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, and California, the caseloads are down in California. In fact, everybody here has either had it or gotten vaccinated for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the governor came out and said the mask mandate stays until June 15th. So what does that mean?
What are your numbers? Like in New York,
really
I know
low.
It's 61% of New Yorkers have had at least their first dose. So, and in New Jersey, we're below that, but we're catching up.
Jay, what are they doing in Tennessee where you are? What's the mask rule down there?
I mean, a lot of restaurants and businesses still have the sign up asking people to wear masks, but I've seen people out and about inside places that are not wearing masks, and nobody's really telling them to put them on.
Well,
I guess
who told them?
I think where people are, like, getting free, like, I don't know, when you, okay, so for instance, Costco. Costco's a big story yesterday. Because Ricky Schroeder went into a Costco in California, they were telling him to put on a mask and blah, blah, blah. If it's safe to shop in Costco in Georgia or in New York, how is it not safe to shop in a Costco in California?
Exactly. Right.
So I think that's kind of where people are just going, oh, it's just, it's enough.
But, you know, we
understood. In New York, though, but in New York, just to Doug asked me about New Jersey. So our governor has, we're still not lifting the mask mandate. And so if you're outdoors, you don't have to wear one, whether you're vaccinated or not. But if you're going into a restaurant or a retail store right now, that remains with a mask mandate. So in New Jersey, because our cases are still, you know, higher than they need to be, that's going to probably be around, I would guess, maybe another couple of weeks. New York, Governor Cuomo last night said that in New York, if they're lifting the mask mandate, but individual businesses and people in Manhattan are taking this very seriously, and everyone still wears a mask even outside. So he said it depends on the individual business now. They can set what their rules are. So I would expect that New Jersey will follow that in the next couple of weeks and let individual business owners set whatever rules they want.
Cultural brawl here, it seems to me, and at this point, I think that it's appropriate. Jade, what did you say about what they're doing down in Nashville? They are
some businesses still have signs asking people to wear masks,
okay.
But from when I've been inside those places, if somebody's not wearing a mask, nobody's telling them, "Hey, go put this on."
Right. Okay. So here's my thought on this, given the confusion that reigned a year and some months ago when all of this started. We gave the authorities sort of a pass because it was all new and had to be studied, and we had to figure out how to protect ourselves, and we had to do this, we had to do that. Okay, this is a year and 3 months later, and if they can't figure out what the hell to do in terms of something with a piece of cloth on your face or whatever it is that you're wearing for a mask, and figure out what it is that we need to be. The confusion that reigns just underscores for me how big government can't really figure it out. At this point, we should know how to do this, how to react, or what the underscore is. And it is, there's no, everything's confused still. One state does one thing, another state does something else, and they aren't consistent in how they do it. I want to wear a mask at this point to be polite, so that I don't, you know, really kind of get into it with anybody. But I'm also tired of wearing the mask when I don't feel like I need to. I felt like I needed to for a long time.
I feel like you should have to if you went through the process of getting vaccinated.
And nobody's really convincing me, given the activity on the business level, that really it makes sense to do it. Really,
see, I
and
think
truly.
Every single state, and it's one of the coolest things about our country, every single state is incredibly different, whether it's politically or, you know, the topography of every state is different. I mean, every single state is different, and every state was hit differently by this virus. Some states had so few cases or so few people or, you know, the population is so low that they don't even know anyone who had COVID, and some people don't even believe that it was real. I mean, and then there are other people, like I'm in New Jersey, we've got more deaths per capita in New Jersey than any other state. And then New York is, like, right there in second place. So I know a lot of people, almost all of my friends had COVID, and they had it really bad. So, and then we lost loved ones. Like, every state is different, and I think moving forward, I think it's right on the federal level to let all the states and individual businesses decide how they want to move forward. If you're a person who maybe wants to go shopping at a certain store, like Ricky Schroeder, who handled it totally the wrong way, like he always does. But, you know, if you want to go into a store and they say,
what is it
it's
with
our
him?
Right.
Why has he got such
he's
a chip?
He's an a-hole. But if you want to go into a store and you don't want to wear a mask and the store says, well, you still have to wear one, well, then let's go back to the bakery that doesn't want to bake a cake for the gay couple. You got to move on to another store.
I think states' rights are right, and I hope we remember all of this when we're talking about the elections, because the elections, this new bill, H.R. 1, that's coming out, is an attempt to take away Tuesday's rates. I agree with all that, but I think it goes beyond that. Like, when science should be the science, right? If we're being asked mm-hmm. to trust and follow the science, then that's something that would be like a baseline that would be followed throughout all of the states, because it's just science and it's not politics. But that's where I think people are losing faith, because it seems like the science changes based on the politics sometimes. And I think that's where people are losing their patience. Just,
all right, let's talk about a couple of things.
Strictly, if it were science, we'd be maybe all on a better way, all on a better path.
This is Spelling Bee, Mississippi, MISSISSIPPI. A couple of things going on in Mississippi that we'll get to in the next half hour. Plus, it's National Visit Your Relatives Day. I want to find out who's going to visit. It will be a short trip for me. See how many people are going to actually visit their relatives. That would be better for us for Sunday or Saturday. But anyway, that's coming up. 16 and change past the hour. Getting healthy, getting wealthy, getting wise. That's what we're all about here. Let me try the healthy department at the moment, as Calitrin presents itself as the best alternative to keep you in that weight loss, in that weight category that you want to be in, you want to stay in. That's the ticket isn't to lose the weight necessarily. That's the first good step. But then after that, how do you keep it off? And for 24 years, 24 good years, 24 strong years, the folks have been on the Calitrin system. I guess the system, there are a couple of different things that they have at toploss.com, their website, but basically the one that people stick with is the Calitrin weight loss formula that has nothing in it except collagen protein, digestive enzymes, aloe vera, that sort of thing, that aid your body in rebuilding after you've lost all that weight. Keep yourself in great shape. Check the weight loss. Choosing Calitrin is the most intelligent thing, and if I can't convince you of that, you certainly can be convinced by all the people you hear on the air that are talking about it from time to time, and also people that are quoted in the web. There's a whole set of informational pages in the Top Loss website that will show you, talk to you, explain to you how these people have been successful. So make success your byword, okay, with the weight loss thing. Go to Calitrin's website, which is toploss.com. When you check out, use the DJV code. You have 90 days free. That's one of the options in buying the product. 90 days free and free shipping, too. DJV code at toploss.com.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Gotta finish this today.
Cristiano's construction projects typically run smoothly, but this project's pipeline is about to burst.
Yo, boss, where do you want us to put this?
To the left. Your other left. John.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So it's 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. I see that the folks listening in Billings are checking in. The college kids there, they've even gotten it down to the point where masks are up to, if you're going to a college here or there, no matter what community you're in, you have to follow whatever the guidelines are of the college, which I find rather interesting. And there'll be a lot of that sort of stuff, I'm sure, trending around today. As far as trending is concerned, Jay has the latest on who got hitched this past weekend right after this. Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret at Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com. All right, let's see if Ariana Grande... Oops, did I give it away? I shouldn't have said that, Jay. I should have given that to you, right?
Yeah, she's... I almost said she's pregnant. Nope, that's not right. She got married.
She's not pregnant?
Now we know the cover of Us Weekly to next week.
Right. No, she got married this weekend. A private, intimate ceremony at her house. Less than 20 guests, family, friends. She's engaged to Dalton Gomez, who is a real estate agent.
She's engaged to somebody else, or she married the guy?
No, she married him. She was, she married him. He is a real estate agent.
And how old is he? Like 45, 50?
No, he's either her age or maybe a little younger.
I was going to say, he looks young. He has to be late 20s.
What's he got going for him that she found attractive?
I don't know.
Well, they met because she was during COVID, you had to do only like virtual showings of houses. And so she bought a house from him.
House.
Yeah, and he was the real estate agent, and so apparently they hit it off right away, and they started hanging out. And then when she did the video with Justin Bieber, called "Stuck with You," and they had their own, they filmed their own like quarantine video. So Justin and his wife Haley filmed like home videos, and Ariana and a mystery guy were filming from her house. And it turns out it was this guy Dalton, who's now her husband.
Now, didn't she do another music video where, or maybe it was a publicity video where he was helping her with that one as well? But they got engaged around Christmas.
Right. I just know, I think he was in the "Stuck with You" video. But they never show his face, so, because he was like a private citizen.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So who cares?
She was previously engaged to actor comedian Pete Davidson for a little bit in 2018. That was
kind of a dork, isn't he?
They got together really fast.
That was a whirlwind.
And engaged really fast.
Yeah.
What is it with him? He's like got the magic stuff. I don't know. Have you not seen the sweatpants video?
He's got the donk. I don't know.
What is with you today? He's got a donk.
I don't know.
Who's the other guy? Was it Mayer that has one, too? Wasn't that the story of him?
Reportedly, yep.
Yeah. And in the old days, it was Milton Berle. Okay, next. Justin Hartley, what's going on with him?
He's an actor on This Is Us. He tied the knot less than 3 months after his divorce was finalized. He was previously married to a celebrity real estate agent.
So Chrishell from Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
This is the guy who dumped her?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes,
Jennifer,
this is
oh
it. And they made
she was
debut.
On All My Children. I love her. I love her.
Oh, my God. Listen to
so
that.
He ended up
that
okay, so he dumped Chrishell and then ended up marrying for
this
someone
girl.
Who was his co-star?
Yeah.
Yes, Sophia
and for this girl.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. 3 months after the divorce is finalized.
Is it better, though, if they
again?
Get married, if they dump you?
I don't know.
I mean, at least
I
you
feel
can tell
like
yourself
you don't want anyone
real.
To move on until you've moved on yourself. It's like,
right.
Let me move on first, and then you can move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see if that fits into everybody's astrology chart for the day today. 28 and a half after the hour on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story on Nick Miles. In an effort to help make our streets safer, Ford is launching a new tool to aid cities using connected vehicle data and artificial intelligence to help build smart and safe transportation systems. Safety Insights is a web-based software tool for transportation planners and engineers from Ford that synchronizes crash data from multiple sources and combines it with Ford's own connected vehicle data. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all-electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
COVID-19 deaths in America is down 81% since April of 2020. Nearly 157 million Americans have been vaccinated. The White House continues to encourage all Americans to get the vaccine.
If the unvaccinated get vaccinated, they'll protect themselves. If they do not, states with low vaccination rates may see those rates go up, may see this progress reverse. Those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price.
The United States is gearing up to spread the COVID-19 vaccines throughout the world. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
The United States will send 20 million doses to help countries battling the pandemic. This is in addition to sending all of the manufactured AstraZeneca vaccine doses overseas. This is the most doses donated by any country in the world.
The CDC announced Thursday that fully vaccinated people can go without masks in most situations. USA Radio News.
Can I get a chair that'll turn my home office into a corner office?
It's possible.
How about a PC that'll help me get the most out of my day and my budget?
Staples Connect makes it possible with the tools you need to work from home. And now, get up to $140 off select PCs and up to $100 off select chairs. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 5/22. In-store only. Limit 2 while supplies last. Details at staplesconnect.com/weekly ad.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. You never really stop riding your mind.
Never, never.
Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
President Biden is pushing for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas deadly conflict. Tim Berg from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden wants a ceasefire between Israel and the Hamas terrorists in the Gaza Strip. The president speaking with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as the conflict between the Israelis and Palestinians moves into its second week. As far as the United States' role in this conflict, Dan Senior is a former policy advisor to Mitt Romney's 2012 presidential campaign. He tells CBS this morning,
they do not appear to want to get dragged into the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And again, they do not appear to want to start, you know, negotiating with Hamas. So I think they will play a role, but not a lead role. I think you should look for Egypt right now. Historically, Egypt has, you know, played an intermediary role in bringing down the temperature in these situations.
Israel's military is ranked 16th in the world. By comparison, the United States ranks number one, followed by Russia, China, India, France, and Britain. Representative Matt Gaetz, a Republican from Florida, legal and political problems are intensifying as his former associate pleaded guilty on Monday to sex trafficking a minor and agreed to cooperate with federal prosecutors. Joel Greenberg, a former Florida county official and close confidant of Gaetz, confessed in court to six federal criminal counts, including fraud, stalking, and aggravated identity theft. Gaetz was not mentioned during the plea hearing Monday morning, nor in the 86-page agreement between Greenberg and prosecutors. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Home of the survivors, the optimists, the people who know what's going on. Yes, I'm not sure that we're the only ones who know what's going on, but we got a corner on a lot of things here on the DJV program, and I'm pleased to announce that Jennifer Horn is here along with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. They probably could have done something else today. They probably could have done something else with their lives, something that was easier. Maybe they could work as a checkout person at the local Costco. I could just see Victoria doing that. I don't know why I had that.
You see me working at the local Costco?
At the Costco, yeah. No.
Not yet. I wanted to be a ballet dancer and a checker at Kmart when I was a young girl.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just curious as to like, why Doug puts me in that situation. Because I'm so, like, service-oriented. Like, what is it about me that you would put me in that situation?
I think that people who work in those places, and this is the most loving thing I could say about the circuit, are good at taking directions. And I think that you're probably such an independent thinker and doer, that those kinds of jobs just wouldn't make for success in your life. You found something that you're very good at and that you can handle. And is not any different than me, by the way. I'd last about 5 seconds one of those places. Somebody told me to do something that didn't make any sense, And I'd look at him and say, huh? What are you talking about? That's not me. Doesn't make any sense. Let's do it this way. So I get it. That's why I said what I did about you in a position like that. I don't know. I was trying to picture all of you as chefs wearing an apron working in some really good restaurant. Jay, or any of you. I'm trying to put you in different places, and you don't fit round peg into square hole unless it's radio. It's just perfect for all
of you. That's actually, if I wasn't doing radio, I would be a chef. So it's funny that you say that. Yeah.
So when am I getting invited for dinner?
Sure. Come on down. Come on down to the great state of New Jersey.
Well, we're going to have the Talkers Convention is the 11th of June on Long Island at Hofstra. So you could probably come up for that, or maybe I could go down
Hall.
Friday. It is?
Oh,
how
yeah.
How long does it take to get up there?
From where I am to out there, oh, my God, I might as well be driving to the Hamptons.
Really?
Yeah, that's a haul.
Well, when you become very successful on radio, you can have your own place out in the Hamptons.
That'd no, thanks. Good. I already live at the shore. I don't like the Hamptons. I'll just take a helicopter, though. I'll fly out and see you.
Yeah, you can do that. All right, let's get back to what's going on here. The Supreme Court is going to review the abortion law in Mississippi. Is this something that is just more of the same Roe v. Wade stuff, and do we just cast it aside because it's something that one side will say, this is here, I told you, they were going to take this apart, and you know, now we have an administration that would be more sympathetic to Roe v. Wade. I just find it mostly when I hear the conversation, I hear what people are saying, but there's no new arguments here, and there never will be. It's kind of like the Israelis and the Palestinians. There's no market for new ideas because there isn't any new idea. It's the same old stuff. So do we spend time talking about it or not?
Well, this is going to be a big one. This won't happen until October, so there's not a whole. There's really no point in mentioning it or talking about it a whole lot now, other than this is something that is, you know, hotly anticipated, and this is the 6-3 conservative majority. This is going to be Amy Coney Barrett's first abortion case. So yeah, all eyes are on the Supreme
How
Court.
How often are there
sure.
abortion cases? When was the last one? I don't even remember.
I don't think it's all the time that they can pick up or not. This one happens to be one that they took the appeal on. And, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, Amy Coney Barrett, she is not active politically yet. I mean, at least as far as I can see, she's acted according to the law. Everybody, I mean, that's what made me crazy about the whole thought about her on the Supreme Court anyway. It's about the law, not necessarily.
Yeah,
I want to say that if they happen to rule against this one, and it's possible, it's going to depend on how the law is written and if the states have the right to set their own boundaries to abortion law. So I think even if they rule in the way that people who are pro-choice are not going to like, you have to look at how the law was written. And a lot of people believe that what Mississippi has done is well within their state's rights. I mean, they are not outlawing abortion. They're just saying it has to be done before 15 weeks, unless it is in the case of extreme fetal damage or in case the mother's life is at risk after 15 weeks. So with some exemptions. So it's not like it's outlawing the process. It's about putting time constraints on it, which I think, you know, that used to be where America's popular opinion was. This idea of killing babies like one day or on the table as they're being born. I mean, that's rough. I mean, I think you'd be hard pressed to find the majority of Americans who would back that up. So I don't know. I mean,
that.
I think we're going to have to look and see how they rule. But, you know, I think a lot of people are going to say, well, it's all about politics, depending on how our ruling is. I think what we're going to have to look at is really how the law was written, because it's the Supreme Court's job to make sure that the Constitution is being interpreted, not necessarily about their own political thoughts.
So let's stay in Mississippi for a minute, because there is apparently a move to overturn a ballot initiative there that was passed by the voters in last year's elections. It's the, you know, one of these voter rights things, if I'm reading it correctly. Is this more of that same thing? I'm just trying to pick out stuff that seems, you know, there are a lot of ballot measures that passed, for example, cannabis use and more Medicaid and that kind of stuff. But Republicans in Mississippi, and actually in Missouri as well, overturned ballot initiatives yesterday passed by voters. and I guess
that really bothers
I wonder how
me,
they can
even
do
what
that.
It's about.
How do they? Yeah, it's not
how do
their,
you veto what the American
public
what,
says?
Yeah,
how dare you? That's
right.
Kind of
that
yeah.
is, if I was a citizen, I would be in the street marching on that one.
Yep.
Because if you take that, you put it to a state vote, and then who are these people who are supposed to be representing
yeah.
you?
Who the hell are you?
Gonna,
who
oh,
do you think
no, you
are?
Don't really have the right idea. We're going to take over, and
yeah.
we're going to overrule you.
65% of the people in Mississippi voted to put in medical marijuana. So you're going to throw that amendment to the state constitution. How do you throw that out?
I don't know. It's a good question. Somebody better get a lawyer and a class action lawsuit going, because that just sounds unconstitutional. Yep.
Yeah, they got a lot of nerve. All right, so it is National Visit Your Relatives Day. And so who are you going to you're going to go see Fancy Nancy, right?
Not Victoria? Today, no. No, not today. But this
Jay,
week for sure.
Where do your husband's folks live? Are they down there, or where are they from?
No, they're my husband and I went to high school together. We grew up in the same area.
Cleveland.
So yeah,
okay.
our families live like 20 miles apart.
Mm-hmm. Everybody get along?
We're
well?
By ourselves.
No, but I mean everybody. Your in-laws get along well?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Everyone gets along.
Because I'm not. It's not always sure. In every, I haven't heard any too many comments from you, Victoria, lately about the other side of the.
Damn, I haven't seen them in over a year.
Oh. She says that with a
gleeful tone. She loves COVID. I love COVID.
All right. So, Jen, who's everybody's always around you? You're always around everybody there. You visit all your relatives. You spend all day with your father at the office.
Yeah, my mom's out of state, so I won't see her today. My relatives that I'll see, I'll see my dad probably. We'll work together today.
Yeah.
I think that's it. I think that's all that's on track, that's on tap.
It's something to think about. Maybe you do it this weekend. But keeping so many – the reason I think it comes up, frankly, that it's a hot spot with me is that a lot of families, my father's generation, lived together. My father was an orphan. He lived for a while on the streets, and then he managed to, when he was a teenager, get connected with his cousins, and they all lived in a tenement house in South Boston. The grandmother who couldn't speak English, and then the sisters, the
Where
aunts.
Where is she
if
from?
Belgium.
Oh.
And so my father spoke a little Flemish. It was interesting because every once in a while I'd hear him say something I didn't understand. Like, what's that?
What
it's Flemish.
An awful word. What are you speaking?
What, Flemish?
Flemish.
Yeah. Well, that was what the Bel. That's I think that's what they still speak. Isn't that Flemish?
No, I know. It's
that
just
the
an
Belgians
awful
speak?
Word.
Yeah, it is.
Doesn't
kind
mean
of,
they're awful people.
It sounds like a dead bird, doesn't it?
Flemish.
Yeah. Okay, thank you for that, Jennifer. Anyway, so I'm looking at a story that affects families here. The cash benefit for children is going to start hitting bank accounts the 15th of July. 39 million American families are going to get direct cash payments. The child benefit that was created by the bill, the coronavirus bill. Anybody know anybody who's going to get this? Well, this, Jay,
yeah.
who gets it? If you're just anybody who's a parent? Or?
If you have a child under the age of six, you get $300 a month. And
no matter what your economic status.
No. It's for individuals. It's it's a sliding scale. So if you make less than $75,000, you get the $300, and then it goes down from there.
How do they know?
More.
They just look at your tax return?
Tax returns.
So
yeah.
They look at it enough to know whether you have a child, you're reporting
well, every,
a child
if you
as
have
a dependent.
Kid, you always, well, yeah, you have to have your kid listed in your on your taxes.
Hmm.
Who doesn't list their kid? They're dependents.
Yeah, I'm not, some people
right? I mean,
have strange feelings about what the government knows about them, and so they may
well,
not
that's weird, then.
Report. Yeah, well, anyway, the cash or the credit diminishes for individuals, let's see here, 75,000 couples earning more than 150. So if you're a single mom and you're making less than 75, you get it, right? Or a single
mm-hmm.
father.
Yes. Yep.
And if you're together, if you're making less than 150,000, is that if I'm reading this correctly? I think I am.
Right.
Under that circumstance.
I think it only goes through the
it's
end
exhausting.
Of the year.
It is. Yeah, there's more government, more rules, more regulations, yada, 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 yada. Yada, yada, yada.
Hey,
let's have some
are
cookies.
Expensive.
Yeah, it's, I was going to say,
know.
It's more help.
And
children,
there are
say?
Plenty of jobs. There are plenty of jobs to get.
What did you say?
Wait, what?
Hey, I didn't hear what you said.
I said diapers are really expensive.
Oh.
This is supposed to, yeah, and also there are a lot of single moms, as we know, and we've talked about the work stats. Women have dropped out of the workforce because they're either caring for an elderly person or they're caring for a child, and they can't afford
And the government's keeping them there. That's my problem, is that these women are now marrying the government so that they
Where are they supposed to put their kids if they want to go back to work?
School. Where's schools that should be up there?
School.
Well, what if the kid is younger than school age?
Just doing that.
Right, but see, so here's the thing, though. But a lot of Republicans make the argument they don't want universal pre-K, which is a Democratic plan, but then you also say, well, the kid should be in school. Okay, well, you can't have it both ways. And what if it's a kid who's younger than pre-K?
I think that people should not be marrying the government. I think relying on more government
I understand, Jennifer, I'm asking
what's
the solution.
And I think it holds people into poverty.
Well, what is the solution?
Is to get a job, figure out your
child
care,
or
don't have the kid. I mean, the kid is a personal responsibility.
But you're anti-abortion.
Of course.
A lot of women have abortions because they can't afford to have a kid.
Right. Well, maybe they shouldn't be out having sex then. I mean, you have to protect yourself. I made choices in my life.
Right.
I know, but we all have personal responsibility.
Go ahead. Jay wants to weigh in. Yes?
I mean, I have a job. My husband has a job. And there are still times whenever it's been Christmas, Mother's Day, Easter, we've asked our parents for Similac and Pampers gift cards or grocery store gift cards to help us pay for diapers and formula.
Isn't it better? Can't you wash the diapers? Why can't you just wash the diapers? Why do you have to buy new ones?
They're disposable diapers.
Yeah, but I know.
So, by Jen's plan, everybody should have some sort of child care, even though they can't afford it. And then they're supposed to send the kid off with clean diapers.
I think you shouldn't have a kid.
Why can't you wash the diapers?
You shouldn't have a child if you can't afford to take care of it.
Then let women make the choice to have an abortion.
Nobody's answering my question. You notice that, folks? Nobody is answering my question. Why don't you wash the diapers?
Then why don't you do that? Because not everyone can do that.
I'm asking a question. Why don't I do it? I don't have any kids.
A lot of women do use
now that you bring it up,
diapers.
When I did have children,
you washed the diapers.
Yeah. Hello.
Well, I don't know how much you were around washing diapers, but
I fed the children. I had when the children were very young. I was around because I am around. I was around all the time. That was the one thing that I did that was pretty consistent.
It's not your job, Victoria, or your job, Doug, or your job, Jay, to try to figure out what we're going to hand all of these people. I mean, this is not the government's function. It is personal responsibility. And by the way,
right,
it may seem like mean-spirited,
but taking away any anti-abortion laws then.
Okay, murder is illegal. And so when you murder a child, it's illegal.
Individual women should then make the choice based on their finances.
Pass the hour.
Or maybe don't have
Wash
a kid.
Your diaper.
You're pregnant.
Wash them.
May is Asian Pacific Islander Heritage Month. The recent Global State of Small Business report from Facebook and the Small Business Roundtable show that minority-owned small businesses have been disproportionately affected by the pandemic. During the week of May 17th, Facebook and Instagram will celebrate Asian Pacific Islander Heritage Month with a week of special programming under the theme Amplify API. Maui Orozco is the public policy manager at Facebook.
Facebook will be featuring Asian and Pacific Islander businesses and providing special content and training opportunities tailored to these businesses. We've also developed special tools to help them, and we're inviting everyone to join us in our commitment to support Asian and Pacific Islander businesses by visiting the API-owned shops collection on Facebook Shop and on Instagram Shop.
Some of the events include original programming to address the challenges facing these businesses in partnership with nonprofit Gold House, live video events with Time Out, and a small business training event. For more information and to sign up, visit facebook.com/AmplifyAPI.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces,
It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer. No, that's not Jennifer. That's Victoria. I can tell the difference right away by the sound of their voice. Can't fool me for a second, Victoria. I know you're there. And you've done some research when it comes to the Daily Tech Talk segment. There are a lot of interesting things that go on. And I see the app Parler is cracking down. What's that scoop?
Well, first of all, the big story is that Parler's back on the Apple App Store.
What is Parler? What was it?
Parler is the social media app that was very controversial at the time. It was basically, adopted by the far right. It was a very politically charged app. The reason that Apple took it down, it's kind of like Twitter for the far right is how it was described. The reason Apple took it down was because in the wake of the January 6th Capitol riot, Parler was glorifying and encouraging the attack. And so that violated Apple's terms of service, so they took the app down. Amazon took it down as well. They cut off the web services for Parler's cloud computing power.
Okay.
Yeah, and so now Parler is back. They have cut a deal with Apple, and so it's designed to be less offensive. This is a new version of Parler. Posts that are labeled hate by Parler's new artificial intelligence moderation system will not become visible on iPhones or iPads. However, if you have the app on Android, you can see basically an unfiltered, uncensored version of it. This is a different standard for people who look at Parler on other smartphones or the web. You'll see the posts that are marked hate, which includes racial slurs, all kinds of horrible memes, anything that's really hateful and bigoted, you can see on Parler, basically. And so you can they're not censoring any of that unless you're using an iPhone or an iPad. So they're back, and this is something that we've been wondering. A lot of people have been watching this to see when Parler would come back and how they would cut this deal. And so I guess Apple decided that hate speech and the warning label was a non-starter for them if they didn't want to agree to that. And so, but the banning of hate speech was a condition of reinstatement. Now, Amazon has not made a comment yet about the web services for Parler, so we'll see where that goes. But again, you know, if you have the app on Android or on a desktop, you probably won't see anything that's censored. But again, they could violate more terms of service, and we could be right back where we started.
All right, Zoom is in our focus next here.
It's all about getting the most out of summer. And with Certified Refurbished from eBay, you can enjoy 100% of summer with up to 50% savings on top brands. So tackle your to-do list and break out the playlist with like new products from the brands you love, including Bose, Works, iRobot, and more. Complete with a 2-year warranty from Allstate. Time to go full on summer with half off top brands this year. Shop Memorial Day savings at eBay today.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
All right, so what's the scoop on the Zoom and how it's good for people?
Yeah, so talking on video conference services like Zoom or FaceTime during the coronavirus pandemic has helped older people stave off the effects of dementia. This is according to a new study where researchers found that regular communication helps maintain long-term memory, and elderly people who often use online tools show less decline in memory than those who don't. This study was done by the University of West London, and they studied the communication of almost 12,000 men and women over the age of 50. They were asked how often they interacted with friends and family online, on the phone and in person, and then they broke down from there how people, how they did various memory tests and things like that. And so the participants who only used traditional face-to-face communication showed more signs of cognitive decline than those who used the technology to stay in touch with their friends and family. A study last year also found that negative thinking is linked to dementia later in life. And then a separate research study found that apathy, which is the decrease in motivation and goal-directed behavior, that also could be a trigger of dementia in older adults. So as much as I know it's a challenge for older people to learn technology and sort of adapt to it, it really does have a lot of benefits in the long term, and this is one of the first major studies to prove that.
One of the things that also, in addition to dementia, anger and caustic thinking, negative thinking when you're older causes cancer as well. That's been proven in a number of research papers. So I noticed the AT&T thing you talked about yesterday morning did come through. They spent, $85 billion to...
No, that was Warner. The last one. We don't know yet what this one's...
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.